Okay, so we're in Chelek Gimel, Perek Dalet, the sugya of Menucha. What is exactly this thing called Menucha? We're on Tzadik Dalet in paragraph Dalet. Fine. We said what causes a foot, what causes tired, is a nituk from the ruchnias. I'm saying this very simply. A nituk from the ruchnias and a connection to the gashmias. The more ruchnias, the more koyach. The less ruchnias, the less koyach. That's kaviyochol what we said by Hashem's menucha. Hashem's mitayef michote Yisrael. The sins of Klal Yisrael kaviyochol weaken Hashem. Hashem has to come into the world and deal with it. Whereas on Shabbos, he's Yisalev Yeshev or Kisei Kvoide. He goes back to his source, Kaviyachol. That's what we're doing on Shabbos. Shabbos, you're going back to the source. You're plugging back into reality. So he says like this, Yom Zeh Shel Menucha Kedusha Nosen Lamo, this day of Menucha and Kedusha that he gave to his nation, Hainu Kashem Magia Yom HaShabbos, Yom HaMenucha, when Shabbos, Yom HaMenucha comes, Hayudi Shoives Umenatek. He rests, whatever the word is, shoivas, he disconnects, umenatek, mikol shaychus lo'olam hagashmi. So any shaychus to the physical world. Umis'ale v'choyze l'mechitzosa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'olam shel Kedusha. He goes back to where he came from, which is the environment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Kedusha. La'agul koychus likras hayomim aboyim. In order to attain Koyach, energy for the week that's coming. Shayetziyah me'olam ha'shefel v'ha'imotzois bo'olam ha'kodesh v'ha'elyon, leaving this low physical world and going into, being found in the higher holy world, he's korvus l'sherish ha'chayim. That's getting closer to the source of life. V'zumu husa menucha. That is the essence of what menucha is. The essence of menucha, what's olam haba? Yom shekulu menucha. What's Olam Haba? Olam Haba is you're back at your source. You're back in the place where you come from. Now you have enough koiches, spiritual and physical, to go through the week until the next Shabbos, and then you recharge the batteries again. We know. Hayirosh Shabbos yibotel kol ha'olam mitziyoso hagashmis v'yavzal kol ruchnis. The Maisa Shabbos. I mean, I have a kasha when you read this. So then, but Shabbos, there's a lot of gashmis of Shabbos. You can't become the mitzvahs, the rice and the rabbonim without kashmis. The rices are easier, but the rabbonim, it's impossible. Really, what should happen on Shabbos is the physical world should be completely misbattled, and we should go back to Olam Ruchni, a kol Ruchnias, like it'll be in Olam Haba. Shekach b'pashtes hi mashmois shvisa u'menucha, because that is what the pshat in Shvisa Menucha is I'm going to take from the Gashmis Lagamre. Should be like every Shabbos, a person should die, and then his neshama should go to Olam Haba, he should spend Olam Haba in Shabbos, then come back on Motzei Shabbos, Tchis Amaisi.
But we don't say that's a Gashmiut, it's at the level of the Chochanyut. Because of this, we can eat, we can, it's not considered as Gashmiut, it's like Rurin.
That may be the Teret, there may be a Kivun, Nachon, depends what you do with the Gashmis. Yeah. That, very possibly a teret. Nachon. It's not considered gashmias. Let's see what he says. Might be in for a surprise. If I remember properly, I think there's a bit of an interesting surprise. I think. And I'm not sure. Shekol ma'isa breishis nifsoki. V'lama lo kaira kach b'kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Every Shabbos, ma'isa breishis should just cease. Remember we spoke with all Arichas about Chidush Olam. One of the major aspects of Shabbos is that it's Mare, it teaches us about Chidush Olam with all the ramifications of what's Yesh Mi'ayin. Nimtza Shabbos is Kedei Shiyitbatel Kol Mochus HaMechitza Shel Olam HaGashmi Ein Tzarech Liyitbatel B'Poel. Comes out therefore in order to break down the Gashmias and to be Menutak from the Gashmias Lamaisa, you don't actually have to destroy the world. Ela ha'korah shel yisod ha'chidush bo'olam, he ha'izbatle shel olam ha'gashmi. just merely recognizing the foundation of Chiddush HaOlam, that you're living in a world that is created Yesh Me'ayin every second, that is the Hizbatlis of the Olam HaGashmi, V'afichus al Olam Ruchni Mamash. And that turns it into the Olam HaRuchni Mamash. When you see in the Teva Ness, you don't have to destroy the Teva, you just have to look at it correctly. It's the same as Rav Shmuel was saying. When you're eating on Shabbos, you can eat like a Gashmi, it can be like we saw a weekday Suda, fancy weekday Suda, or it can be Ruchni, depends what you're doing. When you look at a tree and you see a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know how to look at it properly and understand the Chochmah of a tree and the fruit and how it works and the Ganze, unbelievable engineering that goes into one tree. So you don't need to destroy the tree to see the Ruchnias. You see the Ruchnias in the Gashmias. There is no Gashmias. That's Kuru Rotzon Hashem. That's Shabbos. Shezeh Mashem is Galu Midbaru B'Shabbos Kodesh. Yosod Chiddush HaOlam VaYichud Amiti. On Shabbos, it doesn't matter how much Gashmias there is. I don't see the Gashmias for what it is. The Gashmias is just a declaration of Hashem. That's the whole of Shara Bechina. I look at the Gashmias. How do you come to Avas Hashem, says the Rambam? He's boiling in the Bria. Look at the Chochmah and the wondrous things going on in the world. And Mamele, you'll come to love Hashem. How can you not? I don't have to destroy the world and live in this void in order to, Hashem wants us to see Him in the world. Where Teva starts becoming what it really is. Ness, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what Dessler's whole Mahalach there on Ness and Teva. You don't have to destroy the Teva. You see the Ness in the Teva. And that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is the opportunity to connect and to see everything for what it really is. A Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shnimtza she'ein mokom p'nei b'kodesh osoy. There's no way that doesn't have his Kedusha. As we explained above, you don't have to go up and sit in the kisei kovod in Shemayim. Shemata gam o'ilam hazeh kan hu kisei lekvod el Hashem Yisborach. This whole world becomes the kisei hakavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a midah kamo Shemayim Mimal, the same way as Shemayim Mimal, because up and down and Shemayim v'aretz on Shabbos, there is no difference. You don't have to go up there to see the kisei hakavod. This is the kisei hakavod. That is the menucha that we have on Shabbos. The menucha on Shabbos comes from the fact that in this world, there is nothing other than a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not that I leave this world and I go into a high spiritual space or whatever. No, in this world, like Rav Shmuel said, I'm eating, I'm drinking, I'm seeing zeros, I'm playing with the kids, I'm doing whatever I'm doing on Shabbos. It's a different world because through Chiddush HaOlam, understanding of Chiddush HaOlam, there's a different world here. The Kisei HaKovod's come down here, Kodesh Baruch Hu's come down here. And there's no way during the week, sometimes it's hard to see Kodesh Baruch Hu, but on Shabbos, where isn't he? That's the avoider. Chazal Amru, as you showed me in Shabbos, Lo nitne Shabbatos ve'yom tov ele la'asek be'em b'divrei Torah. Shabbos and Yom Tov was given only for one thing. What do you mean? Shabbos is given for menucha, but Torah niknis ba'omel v'yegir. Learning Torah is the opposite of menucha. Torah requires toil and effort and energy and sweat. Shematashes koicher shelodim. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, you'll see in the Chav Vav, they go have a look. The Gemara says that learning Torah weakens a person. What's it going to do with menucha? I'm going to do something which on Shabbos is menucha, which makes me tired and the opposite of what we just said. Avo be'emes ha-menucha amitis hirak ba'omel ha-toyre. Genuine menucha only comes to omel ha-toyre. Shrei ma she'atoyre niknis davke ba'omel v'yegiye zeh kedei lichresh es ha-guf v'lishbo ha-mechitzes ha-mafsikus bein ha-adam v'bein mekor chiyosei. The omel and the toyre that a person needs in toyre, that's not to grasp Torah. That's to get the body out of the way. You see, by Gadol Yisrael that have done this already, they can learn for hours. In fact, they're so weak, they can barely stand up, but they go give a shiur, and they're lions. As soon as the shiur is finished, you have to pick them up. Rav Nosson Tzvi could barely walk, he could barely talk. When he gave a shiur, he was a lion. And after the shiur, you have to help him in the wheelchair to get back into the car. Because because the toil and effort you need in Torah is to get the gashmis out of the way, to break down the boundaries that separates a person between himself and the source of love. The omel of Torah actually draws him closer to his source, and you feel that. The person knows that. We all experience that. When you're learning Torah properly, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you feel more connected. Everything's different. Everything's different. And when you're not learning, I'm sure you've been traveling now, Rav Shmuel, Eli, you were traveling now, you know, there's a chaleshkeit in the learning or whatever. You feel it. You feel disconnected very quickly. And you feel it. You don't have to, no one has to teach it to you. MSA Latzmai. And you get back into learning, you feel connected, you're back at the source.
I was learning, but it wasn't the same. Wasn't the same quality.
Sorry?
I was learning, but it wasn't the same quality.
No, I wasn't accusing Chas V'chelim when I'm learning. But you're sitting on a plane learning, it's not the same as when you're in the Beis Midrash, when you have a chavrusa, when you're in Shia, it's a different connection. But even when you have those days where you can't learn, when I moved, I had 2 days I couldn't learn. So besides being physically exhausted from the physical work, whatever, but I felt yuck. It was gonna daven. You feel disconnected. You get back into learning, you have more yeshiva das, you have more menuchas hanefesh, because you're connected back to the source. But once again, the Gemara says that learning Torah does weaken you. So what are you talking about? You just said that the Amal and the Torah gives you new koicha, but the Gemara says that it weakens you. Zeb ibn Eish sof sof anu mishtamshim b'koicha sagashmin b'shvil Amal HaTorah. We are using our physical energy for Amal HaTorah. That aspect of Torah does weaken a person. There's a lot of physical energy. You burn up a lot of vitamin B and B12 when you're learning Torah. When I started learning with Tetz Tom, you got to eat meat when you're learning Torah. Your body needs koichas because it takes energy out of you. Using your brain uses up a lot of energy. Moshe Ladav Dov Adoymer. The Gemara in Brocha says, "Boru the law committed a kodesh baruch hu midas basav adam. Midas basav adam kulu reikoi machzik mole enu machzik. A kli reik, an empty barrel, holds something. You put something in there. Mole enu machzik. If you have a full barrel, you can't put anything in there. It's full already. Aval kodesh baruch hu enu kei. Mole machzik reikon. Sorry, mole machzik reikon enu machzik." If it's full, you can take more. The more the person has, the more Hashem will give him. If it's empty, he can't hold anything. In Shemua Tishma, Adkan, Hainu. Shelimud HaTorah Goyra Acharav Oid Limud. When you learn Torah, it brings in its wake more limud. Bakasha, Rein Yonah Roy Shemi Shaloy Medha Bevitayef. Ulufemim HaRoish Mola Eni Yochod Itfosod. He said, it's not like that. Person who learns more and more and more, his head gets full, he gets tired, he just can't anymore. Okay, we'll look at this again tomorrow. And I'm not yochol anymore. But by emes ha'ifut, eini b'koich ha'seichel v'havona. The tiredness has got nothing to do with the seichel and the havona. She'etzel tvisas ha'seichel adura b'koch she's mali yoysa nasi kli l'kibol yoysa. At the seichel level, the more you have, the more you can grasp. The more you understand, the more you grow, the more you develop, the more you can learn and grow. The seichel never gets full or tired. The seichel uses very little energy. The seichel needs a vehicle. It needs the brain. It needs the goof. It needs physical vehicles in order to grasp the knowledge. The physical aspect, the key that he's using, that gets weaker, like all things in the physical world. The more you use it, the more weak it gets. But the physical koiches adarabba, kol shema filim oisam yoise, hemit gabrim umachzikim yoise v'yoise. The more you use them, the more you develop them, they get more and more koiches. So that's a whole musa shmuz on its own, because we very often have the Yetzirah come in and tell you, you're tired, you can't learn anymore. It's nonsense. The goof might be tired, But the seichel still rages. The Chazanish used to fall asleep on the floor because he missed the bed, because he miscalculated how much koiches he had left. His brain was still flying. He was learning all the way to the bed. They used to push themselves, they used to stick their feet in cold water, not for the seichel, that was to help the goof along. But the seichel, if you can keep going, it just gets stronger and stronger. We made up, after all, of both components, Ruchnis and Gashmias. The Shabbos Prusha al Kol HaMetzius, Gashmias v'Ruchnias. Shabbos spreads over on the Gashmias and the Ruchnias, not just the Ruchnias. Tzarech Menucha, L'Kol Chelek Kefi Metzius. So every aspect of the Bria requires its Menucha. V'Menucha L'Kelim HaGashmim Hilanoch, Mi'a Omol V'Agia Gashmim, Elidei Sheine V'Achile V'Shtir. You need to give the body what it needs. What does the body need to recuperate and rest? It needs nice food, it needs to sleep, it needs to rest. Good. That's also Chenuch of Shabbos. That's what Rav Shmuel was saying earlier. Avavanucha amitis, the tzerech hachius amitis, v'apnimis shel ha'adam. But the real menucha that you need in order to live your real life, the inner world, the inner life, ruchnias dika life, ki ad rav alyeh, that's more Torah. Shal yedei ze moisif koich u'gvur amitim lekol koich u'sof gashmin v'ruchnim. The person has to put in extra effort to learn on Shabbos, and that's not poshut. I'm talking to myself here. It's very hard. Very hard. You tell me, yeah, but you have the long winter nights. Those long winter nights, you're exhausted. The time you finish the Suda and whatever on Friday night, whatever, even if it's half past eight, whatever, you finish earlier. But tired. You start learning, you fall asleep on the couch. And then you wake up at 12 o'clock and did you say Kriya Shema?
We have to be careful to keep a good balance, because if you make too much, we break everything.
Nachon, person has to know himself. I once house sat for somebody in South Africa and they went away and I was learning Kola. I couldn't go away. I couldn't afford to go away. So I stayed in their house, which is going away. The house had a swimming pool, a tennis court, it was gewaldig. I had a free holiday and everyone was busy in the holidays. I had a free holiday. Anyway, his time switch was set to go on in the lights. It used to go on at 4 o'clock in the morning. 4 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. Why need the lights to come on? People are sleeping 4 o'clock in the morning. So I asked him, so he told me the long winter nights, it's very hard to learn. You're tired, you're yes, even though you've got lots of time, but you're weak. He says he used to go to sleep early. Well, 9 o'clock on Friday night, he used to be asleep or whatever. And he used to get up 4 o'clock in the morning and learn 4 hours until Shachris at 8 o'clock. Yeah. Chochem. I've never done that, by the way. I got up at 4 o'clock this morning to give a share. I don't know. We'll wait to see what the feedback is. I don't know how Coppers meant this. I was. We'll get the recording. Or maybe we'll listen to it. We'll see how much. I went straight back to sleep afterwards. Now I learned 4 hours straight after getting up 4 o'clock in the morning. My sugar. Anyway, but that's the vote. Yeah, you're right. The person has to know himself. And you have to know what's good for you. But you also need to know the reality. We're building two things on Shabbos. The goof also needs to have its shaychus to Shabbos and Kedusha. And that it gets through the chetzili. And it's a mitzvah deraisa, by the way. That oinek Shabbos is a mitzvah deraisa. Not just stumbidi evet. And at the same time, to increase the ruchnias through the divrei Torah at the table, whatever, however, each person has to work out for himself how he does that, when he learns, how he learns. I love saying Tehillim. I just never get a chance in the week. I enjoy saying Tehillim. Some Shabbos, that's my day where I say Tehillim. I have a Seder where I say Tehillim. You'll tell me, I say Tehillim. No, the Brisker boys used to say Tehillim every day. It's not Bittul Torah saying Tehillim. It's awesome. I find I get a lot of chizuk from that. So each person, you're right. You have to work it out for yourself. Okay, we're up to Perek Beis. Siman Beis in Perek Dalet. This is when we pick that up next week. And it's good to be back with everybody and back on track. Bezrat Hashem, able to keep it going now. Okay.
Okay.
Wonderful Erev Shabbos. A wonderful Shabbos.
Okay. Good Shabbos. Thank you. Thank you.
Shabbos as well.
Nuchut Shabbos. Bezrat Hashem.
Okay. Thank you.
Call two.
Okay.